Hallelujah. Praise and thank God that all of us can gather here to worship the true and living God together.
This morning, I'd
like to continue to share with you, Jesus is the bread of life.
Let's
turn to John chapter 6.
我们请翻开约翰福音书第六章,
John chapter 6, verse 35.
约翰福音书第六章第35节,
John chapter 6, verse 35.
约翰福音书第六章第35节,
and Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
耶稣说, 我就是生命的粮, 到我这里来, 必定不饿, 信我的,
so we know in the book of John, our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed seven proclamations.
我们知道在约翰福音书, 耶稣, 宣称了七个我是。
And the first proclamation he proclaimed is, I am the bread of life.
第一个他宣称的就是, 我就是生命的道,
and then he said, I am the light of the world.
然后他说, 我是生, 世上的光。
And then he said, I am the door.
然后他说, 我是这扇门。
And then he said, I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
And then he said, I am the life and the resurrection and life.
说我就是生命，就是复活。
Then he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我就是生命真理道路。
Then finally proclaim, I am the true vine.
然后他最后是说，我就是真葡萄树。
Why did our Lord Christ proclaim these seven proclamations?
为什么耶稣基督宣称他是七个我是呢?
Because he wants to tell you and I that he is the true and living God.
他要告诉我们，他就是这又真又活的神。
But the first proclamation,
第一个宣称,
I am the bread of life.
我是生命的粮。
So in other words, as a chosen people of God,
就是我们作为神的选民,
we must live a life to eat the word of God.
我们一定要吃生命这个生命的粮。
Because if we don't, you know, eat or read the word of God,
因为如果我们不读神的道呢,
then our eyes will not be open.
我们的眼睛就不会开。
And when our eyes are not open, we cannot see that he is the light of the world.
如果我们眼睛不能开起来, 不能明亮, 我们就看不出他就是世界上的光。
And when we cannot see that he is the light of the world, then we cannot see that he is the door to enter if we want to have salvation.
如果我们看不见他是世上的光, 我们就看不到他就是这扇门。
And if you and I do not go through this door,
如果你和我不经过这个门的话,
then we cannot realize that our Lord is a good shepherd.
我们就不能了解神, 耶稣基督就是好牧人。
Good shepherd died for his sheep.
好牧人会为他的羊而牺牲。
Then when we know he's a good shepherd,
当我们知道他是一个好牧人的时候,
then we realize that he is the resurrection and life.
我们就了解他就是复活, 他就是生命。
And then when we realize that he is the resurrection and life,
当我们了解他是复活, 他是生命的时候,
then we will all know that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们就知道他就是生命真理道路。
And when we know all these things, and then we know that he's the true vine, and it's a true vine, we need to abide with him forever.
当我们了解他是这一切的时候, 他最后, 他, 我们了解他是一个真葡萄树, 我们就要在他里面。
So that's why reading God's word is so important.
所以读神的话语是那么重要。
You know, sometimes when you think about being a Christian,
所以有些时候我们作为基督徒,
it seems all we do is read and pray.
我们几乎所做的东西就是读经祷告。
And we don't do anything to have fun at all.
我们也没做什么比较有娱乐性的东西。
It seems that read and pray is so boring.
而且 读圣经祷告似乎是非常, 无聊的事情。
But if you and I truly want to live a life of satisfaction,
但是如果你和我要过着一个非常有意义的一个生命,
if you want to live a life of peace and joy,
如果我们要过着一个非常有喜乐的一个生命,
if you want to live a life that's full of love,
如果我们过着一个有爱的生命,
we cannot do without reading God's word and praying to God.
我们必须要读神的圣经, 还有读神的道, 还有向神祷告。
Even though reading and praying is very simple,
虽然这个读圣经祷告是非常简单的,
but when we read and pray, it will bring us so much love, so much joy inside our heart.
当我们读圣经祷告, 会带给我们身, 心里非常多的爱, 还有喜乐。
And look at the Song of Solomon.
我们看这个雅歌,
the author said, let him kiss me with the kiss of his mouth.
然后这个作者说, 让我用嘴巴来亲吻。
For your love is better than wine.
因为你的爱比酒更美。
Of course, wine is representing the thing of this world, you know, to give us pleasure.
当然酒就是代表这世界上给我们肉体上的享乐。
But if you and I have been kissed by our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是你和我如果被耶稣基督亲吻后,
we have no desire for anything else.
我们对这世界上的享乐已经没有这个欲望了。
Because to feel the kiss from our Lord Jesus Christ would be the most wonderful thing that you and I can experience.
如果得到耶稣基督的亲爱，就是你和我得到最世界上最宝贵的东西。
Now look at Peter, James, and John.
我们看彼得。 彼得、约翰还有这个雅各
When they went up to the mountain,
当他们到山上去,
and when Jesus transfigured before them,
当耶稣在山上变貌的时候,
of course, there's nothing up in the mountain.
当然在山上什么也没有,
but what did Peter say?
彼得说什么呢?
Peter said, let us make three tabernacles.
彼得说让我在这里做三个会幕,
one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
一个为你做，一个为摩西，一个为以利亚。
So they only make three tabernacles.
所以他们要做三个会幕。
This means Peter, James, and John they will sleep outside.
所以彼得、雅各还有约翰他们会住在外面。
Why are they willing to stay up in the mountain outside in the cold air?
为什么他们愿意就是在这个会幕外面，在这个冷风的这个山上呢？
Because they've been kissed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他们被耶稣基督亲吻了。
When they see him transfigured before them.
因为他们当耶稣基督在他们面前变貌的时候。
And you can see Peter's heart was fulfilled.
我们可以看到彼得的心里已经被满足了。
And that's why when he was at old age,
所以当彼得在老年的时候,
he still remembered that day.
他还记得那一天,
that day he saw Lord Jesus Christ transfigure on the mountain.
他记得那一天耶稣基督在这个变貌山上变貌。
Not the same thing for us.
对我们也是如此一样。
If we feel empty,
当我们感觉到虚空,
if we feel lonely,
当我们感觉到寂寞,
if we full of sorrow,
当我们感觉到忧伤,
we must read the Bible.
我们必须 读这个圣经,
we must pray to God.
我们必须向神祷告。
So that's why here in chapter 6 verse 35, I am the bread of life.
所以在第六章35节说, 我就是生命的粮。
He who comes to me shall never hunger.
到我这里来必定不饿。
So in other words, as Christian,
所以作为基督徒,
we should not feel depressed.
我们不应该感觉到沮丧。
We should not go to the point that we feel so empty inside we want to kill ourselves.
我们不应该感觉到心里的虚空, 甚至于我们想要自杀。
Why? Because Jesus said, I am the bread of life.
为什么呢? 因为耶稣说我是生命的粮。
If you and I follow him,
如果你和我就跟随他,
our hearts would never feel void.
我们的心里不会感觉到虚空。
So when you and I feel the emptiness inside our heart,
所以当你和我在心理上感觉到虚空的时候,
this means our relationship with God is very far.
那就是意味着我们和神的这个关系已经疏远了。
So that's why Jesus said, you must come to him.
所以耶稣基督说,你必须到,我们必须到他那里去。
Then we should never feel hungry.
那我们就不会感觉到饥饿。
And that's why look at all these people.
所以我们看这一些人,
over 5,000 of them,
超过5,000人,
they follow Lord Jesus Christ.
他们跟随耶稣,
because during the time they saw many signs.
因为他们看到许多神迹和奇事。
And our Lord Jesus Christ healed many of those who were diseased.
而且耶稣基督也医治很多有疾病的人。
So when they follow him,
所以当这群人跟随他,
and he lift up his eyes,
然后他举目观看这些人。
And he saw the people follow him.
他看到这一大群人跟随他。
And many days they don't have food to
很多,
eat.
过了好几天他们都没食物吃。
So because of this, Jesus had compassion on them.
因为如此, 所以耶稣对他们起了慈心。
So he made all disciples to tell the people to sit down.
所以他吩咐门徒, 请众人坐下来。
Then the little boy,
然后有一个小男孩,
had five loaves of bread,
有5个饼,
and 2 fish,
2条鱼。
And with these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, our Lord Jesus Christ fed over 5,000 people.
所以有这两条五个饼两条鱼, 耶稣基督就喂饱了5,000人。
So in other words, what is he telling us?
所以这告诉我们什么?
If we truly follow Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们真正的跟随耶稣基督,
we should not worry what we should eat or what we should drink.
我们不需要担忧我们吃什么喝什么。
In other words, we should not worry about our livelihood.
那就是意味着我们不用担忧我们的生活。
Remember Isaac.
我们记得以撒吗?
Everywhere he went,
他去到哪里去?
What was the first thing he did?
他所做的第一件事是什么?
The first thing he did, he dug a well.
第一件事他去就是挖一口井。
Is that right?
是吗?
No, it's not right.
不是。
But many of us in this life, the thing that we put first before anything is our career. Right?
但是对于我们所做的每一件事，我们所做的第一件事就是我们的这个工作。
Why it seems if Isaac did not dig the well, this means there's no water to drink, they will die.
所以如果以撒没有挖这口井，他们他的牲畜就没有水喝，他们就会死亡。
But he did not dig the well first.
但是他每到一个地方，他不是先挖一口井。
The well was last.
挖这口井是最后一件事。
Everywhere he go, the first thing he did is to build an altar.
他到哪里去，第一件事他做的就是筑一座坛。
This means his relationship with God.
那就是意味着他跟神的这个关系很好。
Then the second thing he did.
他所做的第二件事。
He pitched a tent.
他就是起这个帐幕。
Of course, to pitch a tent, this is his family life.
所以他起一个帐篷，就是那意味着他的这个家庭的生活。
Then the third thing he did, he dug a well.
第三个，他才挖这口井。
Every time he dug a well, there's water in it.
他每一次挖一口井都会有水。
Even though all his neighbors dug the well, but there's no water.
虽然他的邻居都挖井，但是却挖不着水。
And that's why on the end, those people who saw Isaac, they say, "Wow, God is with you."
所以那他的邻舍，所以就说神是与你同在的。
If you and I follow the same step,
如果你和我都是如此的行,
we would never be in lack.
我们就不会有缺乏的。
But quite often in our life, because sometimes we feel so anxious,
但是在我们生命当中，我们常常感觉到非常的,
we always dig the well first.
紧张，所以我们先开始先挖一口井。
This means we always focus on our livelihood first.
所以我们常常是为着我们生活,
what school we're going to go to,
我们要去哪一间学校?
What job you gonna have?
我们要找哪一份工?
How much you gonna pay?
我们要拿我们薪金是多少?
But of course, all these things you also must have concern on them.
当然，我们必须对这些有需求。
But if we build an altar first,
但是如果我们先筑一座坛,
and if we pitch a tent,
然后才起这个帐篷,
then really God will bless when we dig a well.
当我们挖这口井的时候，神会祝福。
And you can also see Job, right?
我们也可以看约伯。
Job, God proclaimed that no one is like him on earth.
所以神说没有人像约伯，在这世界上没有人可以像约伯一样。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Job chapter 1 verse 1, they say there's a man, his name was Job.
约伯记第一章第一节说，有这个人，他名叫约伯。
He was blameless.
他是毫无指摘的。
Upright.
他是正直,
fear God,
他敬畏神,
and shun evil.
他也远离恶事。
So after, of course, this means Job's relationship with God is the most important thing.
所以对约伯来说, 他一生最重要的就是与神有一个很好的关系。
And then after that, they said he had 7 sons and 3 daughters.
过后他才说他生了7个儿子3个女儿。
And then after that,
然后,
they described it, they have many livestock.
然后才倾诉说他有多少家产。
See how wonderful it is.
我们看这有多美好。
His relationship with God come first.
他与神的关系先被描述。
Because he was blameless, upright, shun evil, and fear God, and then God blessed him with such wonderful family.
因为他是完全正直敬畏神远离恶事，所以他才得到这一切的祝福。
Not only God blessed him with such wonderful family, but also God blessed him with many material things.
不单单他的家庭生活有神的祝福，他的家产也是被神重重的祝福。
If you and I truly follow God,
如果你和我真正的跟随耶稣,
we do not worry what we eat, what we drink.
我们也不需要担忧我们明天要吃什么喝什么。
Because God knows everyone needs their basic needs.
因为神知道我们每个人的需求是什么。
But first, you must seek the kingdom of God. And its righteousness.
但是第一，我们必须要寻找神的国、神的义，还有。
And then look at his people.
我们再看这些人。
After they ate and they were filled.
当他们吃饱了。
Then he just threw all the leftover aside.
他们就把剩余的丢到一旁。
Remember, for 2-3 days they have nothing to eat.
我们要晓得，他们好几天已经没有饭吃了。
Why did they throw all this food away?
为什么他们把这个零碎丢到旁边去呢?
Because all they worry about is their stomach.
因为他们所关心的就是他们的肚子。
The minute their stomach is filled, and then everything else doesn't matter.
当他们肚子已经饱足了，其他事情都不重要了。
So that's why in chapter 6 verse 13.
所以在第六章第13节,
therefore they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which they left over by those who had eaten.
13节他们便将五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的收起来，装满了12个篮子。
Remember the reason they be able to be full.
我们要想说他们为什么可以饱足。
Because of God's grace.
是因为神的这个恩典。
But instead of keeping the leftover,
他们没有把这个零碎收起来。
They just throw it aside just like it's nothing.
他们只是把这个零碎丢到一旁。
So in other words, indirectly, they thrown God's grace to the side.
所以间接的，他们就是把神的恩典丢到一旁去。
Not for you and I.
所以对你和我。
Everything we have.
我们所拥有的一切
is a blessing from God.
都是从神而来的这个祝福。
And everything we have, we should truly treasure it.
我们所拥有的一切，应该我们要去珍惜它。
No, I know my wife for 19 years.
我已经认识我的太太19年。
Before I became a minister.
我还没有成为一个长子的时候。
When I'm at home.
当我在家里。
I usually, you know, don't appreciate the time I spend with my wife.
我不会珍惜我与我太太可以在一起的这段时间。
And sometimes we see each other too much, we even argue.
所以有时我跟我太太相处的时间太久
then sometimes when I come home from work,
有时候我从工作回来,
I never go and really go and say hi to her and talk to her, how was your day?
我也没有去跟她说你好, 或者是问一下她这一天过得如何,
but now that I'm a minister,
但我现在成为一个长子,
and I travel so much,
因为我常常要, 出远门,
so maybe 7-8 months out of the year I do not see her.
所以一年有8个月我见不到我太太。
Now that I went, every time I'm home,
所以现在我每一天在家里,
I make sure that almost every minute I spend time with her.
所以我就尽量花每一分钟与她在一起。
If sometimes, you know, I'm on my computer,
有时我在我的电脑上,
and then she want to talk to me,
她要跟我谈话。
Before, of course, I would just like, you know, pay attention to her and leave my computer on, right?
有时我会让我的电脑继续开着, 然后我再跟她谈话。
Now I just turn off my, I just close my laptop.
现在我会把我的那个, 笔记型电脑关起来,
and talk to her.
然后跟她谈。
Of course, I always try to do my best when she comes home. If I'm watching anything on TV, I have to turn it off no matter what.
所以现在就是当她回来了，我所看的电视我会把它关起来。
Why? Because I learned to treasure to spend time with my wife.
因为我学习要珍惜我与我太太分享的这个时间。
Because I realize this is a blessing of God.
因为我了解这是神给我的祝福。
It seemed only yesterday we were so young, right?
我们好比昨天我们是那么的年轻。
But now the time going by so quickly.
但是时间飞得很快。
I'm losing my hair. Right?
我已经开始掉头发。
What hair I have left is turning gray.
我所剩下的头发已经开始变灰了。
And my skin is starting to sag.
我的皮肤已经开始下坠了。
And no matter what kind of exercise I try to do, it's my body still a little bit soft. Right?
所以我尽量在运动，但是我感觉到我身体的肌肉已经松弛了。
This is the fact of life.
这就是生命的事实。
So that's why the Bible tells us what, redeem the time.
所以圣经告诉我们要这个, 要索取时间。
When we redeem the time, we show God actually we truly appreciate His blessing and His grace.
当我们索取这个时间的时候, 我们就可以真正的了解, 而且, 知道神的这个恩典。
So do not throw that fragment to the side.
所以我们不要把这个零碎丢到一旁。
But keep that fragment to remind us how God have, you know, given us so much.
然后收取这个零碎，让我们了解神是给我们多少。
If you and I get all this fragment together,
如果我们把这个零碎收起来,
all the things that God have done for us,
神所给对我们所做的一切,
for sure we 12 basket full.
所以我们一定有这个，我们一定可以装满12个篮子。
And look at verse 14.
我们看第14节。
John chapter 6 is 14.
约翰福音书第6章第14节。
Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is coming into the world." Verse 15.
15节,
therefore, when Jesus perceived that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he departed again to the mountain by himself alone. So we see these people that really appreciate what Jesus have done for them.
所以我们可以看到众人他们, 了解神所对他们做的一切。
So because of this, they want to come and make him king.
所以他们想要让耶稣作为他们的王。
And maybe why during that time Jesus did not want to become king?
为什么当时耶稣不要当王呢?
He should be able to embrace, right? That people want to make him king.
他应该接受人如果要他成为王。
But instead he departed to the mountain by himself.
但是他独自推到山上去了。
From here we can learn one thing.
从这里我们可以知道,
if we want people to worship us,
如果我们要人来敬拜我们,
give them many material things, right?
给他们很多物质上的享受,
and help them with money,
来用金钱来帮助他,
help them, you know, with everything we can, materialistic wise, right?
如果在物质上我们尽我们一切来帮助他,
if we do that for them,
如果我们为他们这样行,
then for sure people will worship us.
人就会敬拜我们。
and count us to be someone great.
然后认为我们是,
so that's why for us it's very dangerous.
所以对我们来说,
inside the church of God,
在神的教会里面,
we must be very careful how we do things with one another.
我们必须很, 很慎重地去思想我们如何行。
I remember one time, there's a brother, he wanted to become a deacon so bad. So before they, you know, they want to have I guess a nomination for people to become a deacon. He would take different brothers and sisters out to dinner, right?
Of course,
indirectly he want them to, you know, nominate him to be a deacon.
So he is want them
But of course, it's not the right thing to do.
当然这不是对的。
And sometimes indirectly for brothers and sisters.
但是很多时候对兄弟姐妹。
Really, maybe before the council election.
可能在这个职务会被选。
And then it seems like we know we are nicer to our brothers and sisters.
我们会对某些弟兄姐妹比较好。
Maybe we want to go out to dinner with them more, right?
可能我们就与他们出去吃顿饭。
That if we do this, this means actually our heart is not in the right place.
如果我们这样行的话, 这样我们的心是不正确的。
But praise and thank God, we know that a lot of brothers and sisters during time of election, people just run away, right? They don't want to become council members, right?
但是我们感谢耶稣，就是当被选这个职务会的时候, 很多弟兄姐妹都不要被选上。
But of course, that's not too good here, right?
但是这也不是太好。
Somebody needs to serve God, right?
因为毕竟要有些人来侍奉神。
So in other words, our mentality must be sober.
所以我们的这个思维
And it's time to be humble, and it's time to serve God.
所以有些时间我们必须要谦卑，有些时间我们必须要侍奉神。
But we should watch our action.
但是我们必须要看重自己的行为。
Why do we show love to our brothers and sisters?
为什么对某些弟兄姐妹施予爱心呢？
Why we do things for brothers and sisters?
为什么为弟兄姐妹做些事呢？
Do we want them to, you know, to like us? In a sense that for us to be someone in church,
我们是要让他们爱我们，让我们在教会里面有比较有地位吗？
But if you do that,
如果这样行的话，
sooner or later people will want to make us king, right?
不久有人就会要我们成为王。
If people want to make us king,
如果有人要让我们成为王的时候，
then we must be very careful.
我们必须要非常谨慎。
Because sooner or later, if people make us king, and then they worship us as God, then a lot of problems going to come upon us.
因为当有人开始要 侍奉我们的时候，让我们成为神，我们会本身成为很多问题。
And that's why so many brothers and sisters have left the church.
为什么很多弟兄姐妹离开教会呢？
Most of the time because we make someone to become our king instead of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们很多时候把某个兄弟姐妹当为是我们的神，所以我们就不把神当我们的神了。
Because no matter who we are,
因为不论我们是谁，
sooner or later we will disappoint one another.
我们必定会让对方失望。
If we really look up to them,
如果我们真的是
and make that individual to become a king.
我们希望他成为我们的神。
One day when they disappoint us,
有一天他让我们失望了。
Then we have no heart to continue to come to church.
然后我们就不会有这个信心来聚会。
So we know 90% of the brothers and sisters left the church because of other brothers and sisters.
我们知道90%的弟兄姐妹离开教会是因为其他的弟兄姐妹。
That's why our focus in church.
所以我们在教会的这个宗旨。
We only look at our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就是看着耶稣基督。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ would never disappoint us.
因为耶稣基督不会让我们失望。
And our Lord Jesus Christ is always perfect.
而且我们耶稣基督是永远完全的。
But you and me,
那是你和我。
Someday you're going to find me do something wrong also.
有一天你会看到我做某些事情错误的。
And I ask you now, please to forgive me.
我会请大家原谅我。
Don't leave the church because of me.
不要因为我而离开教会。
Because maybe someday in the future I will also disappoint you.
因为在可能以后我会让你失望。
Because I'm only a human being.
因为我只不过是一个人。
I have my own weaknesses.
我有自己的这个软弱。
So that's why our main goal to worship is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们目标是要敬拜耶稣基督。
But of course, it's good for you and I to be good role models for one another.
当然，我让你和我应该作为一个好榜样。
But don't allow people to make us king.
但是不要让弟兄姐妹把我们称为王。
Now, when I was in California, right?
当我在加州的时候，
you know, because Southern California, Northern California, you drive about 6 to 7 hours.
所以从 南边开车到到东啊、到北边大概是六个小时。
And when some brother heard all these ministers so and so, it's going to be in Southern California.、Right?
当有些弟兄姐妹听到哦，某一些执事要到这个南加州来。
Even though they did for one day,
即使这些长执只是来一天
，they would drive that 14 hours right back and forth just to go to hear this minister.、Right?
他们会花14个小时的路程开车到南加州来去听这个某个执事的讲道。
Of course, you can say they are very zealous.
我们可以说他们有很非常有热心。
But nowadays, a lot of sermons are taped, right? A lot of seminars are recorded, so you can use that to listen.
但是很多时候，我们可以从啊这个这些道理都是已经有录音了，所以我们可以听这些录音。
But if we really worship someone to be our king, so if that person don't come and speak, we're not going to come to church. This is very sad.
但是如果我们去敬拜某某人，如果这个人不来聚会来讲道理的话，我们就不去聚会，这是非常悲伤的。
So that's why for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以对于耶稣基督
，He has such great wisdom.
他有非常大的智慧。
Remember before Lord Jesus Christ going to Jerusalem.
记得当我们当耶稣基督进入这个耶路撒冷
，The people say Hosanna, right? Glory to the highest.
很多人都说侯撒那啊，我们给这个至高的王。
The same week they all yell, crucify him.
但是在同一个星期，他们却说我们让他处死吧。
So now with people, we as people.
所以我们作为人
，quite often we love, you know, with conditional.
我们的爱是有条件的。
I love you because you give me something.
我爱某某人是因为他给我。
I love you because you are someone great.
我爱你是因为你是非常伟大的。
But our Lord Jesus Christ loves us.
但是耶稣基督爱我们。
It doesn't matter who we are.
是不管我们是谁。
His love for us is always unconditional.
他给我们的爱都是无条件的。
So that's why when we seek for our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们去寻找耶稣基督。
Really, I tell you the truth.
我实实在在告诉你
Since I came to know Jesus Christ,
当我来相信耶稣基督的时候
If I did not focus my eyes on Jesus,
如果我们的目标不是在耶稣基督上面
There's no way I can still be in True Jesus Church.
我没办法待在这耶稣教会
Because I see many weaknesses in church.
因为在教会我看到许多软弱
But that's human nature.
但是这个是人的弱点
Someday we are strong, someday we are weak.
有时我们比较信心比较坚固，有时我们信心比较低落
But our Lord Jesus Christ,
但是我们耶稣基督
He's strong yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
他是昨天、今天、明天，还是继续的
坚强 So don't make one another become king.
不要让其他作为我们的王
Because sooner or later, maybe they will fall.
因为人总有一天，可能有一天会倒下去。
And we will fall.
我们也有可能会倒下去。
Because quite often we as human beings we have a lot of weaknesses.
因为作为人有非常多的软弱。
So these people.
所以这一群人。
They follow Jesus Christ.
他们跟随耶稣基督。
They want to go by force to make him king.
他们要设法让耶稣基督成为王。
But Jesus knows exactly deep down inside their heart.
但是耶稣基督知道他们心里上。
Verse 26. Chapter 6 verse 26.
六章二十六节。
Jesus answered them and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the sign, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Verse 27.
二十七节。
Do not labor for the food which perish.But for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father set his seal upon him. You can see our Lord Jesus Christ truly know the heart of the people.
所以我们这里可以看到耶稣基督知道人的心。
Why did they seek our Lord Jesus Christ?
为什么他们寻求耶稣呢?
Because their stomach was filled.
因为他们吃得饱。
In other words, they only seek him to gain the material things.
所以他们寻找耶稣是让他们得到这个物质上的满足。
But of course,No, when we worship God,
当然当我们去敬拜神的时
候 we also want Him to bless us.
我们想神来祝福我们
But that's not the main reason why we worship God.
但那不应该成为我们相信神的目标
Why do we worship God?
为什么我们要敬拜神呢
Why do we come here to worship God?
为什么我们要来到这里来敬拜神呢
Because He is worthy for us to worship.
因为他是值得我们敬拜的
And we want to be like Him.
我们要成为好像他一样
We want to praise and glory His name.
我们要赞美他的名
Actually, there's many reasons to worship God.
其实有很多理由让我们来侍奉他
But not to gain just the material things.
但是不单单只是为了物质上的
享受 Because if you and I do that,
因为如果你和我这样行的话
then sooner or later,
有一天
we will leave the church.
我们必定会离开教会
Why do we say this?
为什么我们
You can see all these 5,000 people.
我们可以看这五千人
On the end, all of them left.
最后，他们全部都离开了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because they not seek the things they will truly give them life.
他们没有寻求那个真正给他们生命的东西。
That is the word of God.
那就是神的道。
Because the word of God is Jesus himself.
因为神的道就是耶稣本身。
So the more we read the Bible,
所以我们阅读圣经,
the more we know exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ is like.
我们会知道耶稣基督是如何。
And the more we read the Bible,
如果我们阅读圣经,
the more faith we can increase.
我们的信心就会增强。
Actually, the Bible has to do everything with our life.
所以圣经在我们生命当中有很大的影响。
But we only seek for the things of this world.
但是如果我们只寻求这世界上的东西,
then everything in this world one day will perish.
这世界上的物质东西有一天会过去。
For younger brothers and sisters, right?
对于比较年轻的兄弟姐妹,
maybe you want, you seek for a beautiful spouse.
可能你寻找一个比较俊美的同伴。
But one day this beautiful spouse no longer become beautiful, right?
但是你的妻子或者你先生有一天会变成不那么英俊或者美丽。
One day they will perish.
有一天他们会过世。
Anything in this world is like this.
在这世界上每一件东西都会这样。
No, when I was in Hawaii with my wife.
当我与我太太在Hawaii。
And I took her out to eat on the beach, right?
我就把她带到这个沙滩旁边去吃。
And that night it just happened that, you know, There's a special guest, Miss Hawaiian, right?
所以当时有一个夏威夷的这个
Miss Hawaiian, special guest for the, you know, for the place we eat.
Oh,
they have a special guest, right? That Miss Hawaiian gonna come to visit. Right?
Oh, 我们吃的地方，他们邀请了一个特别嘉宾。这嘉宾就是夏威夷最美的一个女郎。
Of course, when my wife and I heard Miss Hawaiian, like, wow, she must be very beautiful.
所以我们听到，如果是因为这个特别嘉宾是。 夏威夷的这个美女，所以我们讲一定是非常美的。
When she came out, we look at one another like, "Wow, she's Miss Hawaiian."
当她出来的时候，我和我太太说，她就是这个夏威夷这选美的吗？
And then, you know, my wife looked at her and said, yeah, maybe when she was in her 20s, she probably looked very beautiful, right?
然后我太太说，可能二十几岁的时候，她可能看起来比较美丽。
But now she's like 50 something and I mean, she doesn't look good, you know, just,
right?
So I mean, of course, everything in this world one day will fade away, right? Just a flower in the grass.
就好比这个花草,
today is and tomorrow is withered away.
今天还存在,
and our beauty, our strength, everything you and I have, one day is like that.
所以我们的容貌还有我们的力量也是会渐渐的消
But Jesus tells us,
但是耶稣告诉我们,
labor for the food that endures forever.
我们必须为那个长久的食物来努力。
Of course, that is the bread of life.
那就是生命的粮。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那就是耶稣基督本身。
And that's why verse 49.
所以在49节,
John chapter 6 verse 49.
约翰福音书6章49节,
your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and are dead.
你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。
The manna is also a grace from God.
我们知道玛纳也是神的恩典。For
40 years, the manna rained from heaven.
40年，这个玛纳从天而降。But
Jesus told them.
那是耶稣告诉他们。
Yes, this manna is a grace from God.
对，这个玛纳是神的恩典。But
it's only the physical aspect of God's grace.
但是只是物质上的神的恩典。
They ate and they are dead.
他们吃了，但是还是死了。
The same thing for you and I.
那是对你我也是一样。
Doesn't matter how rich we are.
不论我们是多有钱。
What kind of house we live in.
我们住在什么房子。
All these things one day will be gone.
这一切有一天会成为过去。
So now at this age.
所以在这一天。
We really must focus.
我们必须要有一个目标。
What is the most meaningful things in our lives?
在我们生命当中最重要的、最有意义的是什么？
That is to read the Bible.
那就是读圣经。
To build up a relationship with our God.
与神建立一个美好的关系。
Because on the end days,
因为在最末日,
many people who are not rooted in the Word of God,
这很多人因为没有在圣经的道理上建立真基，他们不能跟随耶稣。
No, in Dallas is very sad, right?
在达拉斯是非常遗憾的一件事。
No, at one point they baptized 25 people at one baptism.
所以有一次他们施洗了25个信徒。
We are there now.
他们在哪里呢？
Of course, we can use many excuses.
我们可以用很多借口。
That we are, our church is too Chinese.
我们的教会太中国化。
And we also can make excuses that, you know, maybe, you know, the the sermon giver, we have to translate, right?
所以我们也可以说，我们可以用借口说，我一个人讲道， 另外你需要翻译。
Of course, we can make many different excuses.
当然，我们可以有很多借口。
For me, the main reason.
对我来说，真正的原因。
Because they were not rooted.
因为他们没有在圣经上建立根基,
because they're not rooted in the Word of God.
因为他们没有在圣经上建立根基,
so because of this, their faith was not in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他们的信心不是建立在耶稣基督。
So when they see a brother and sister weak in their weaknesses, of course, they don't want to come to church anymore.
所以当他看到某个弟兄姐妹有某种的软弱, 他们就失去信心不来教会了。
This is the main reason.
这就是最重要的原因。
Not because we are too Chinese, not because the sermon is only most of the time speaking in Chinese.
不是因为讲道常常用中文来讲, 也不是因为教会太华人化。
Really, why my family is still here?
为什么我的家庭还在这里呢?
For me, even though I'm Asian, right, but I was brought up by an American parent.
虽然我是亚洲人, 但是我是被美国人带大的。
And the culture in church quite often is so different from what I'm used to.
所以在教会的这个文化跟我的文化背景是差异很大。
But I always remember one thing.
但是我常常都是记得一点。
When I first came to Christ.
当我开始相信耶稣基督,
brother and sister share with me.
兄弟姐妹有分享的。
Always keep your eyes on Jesus. Because when we keep our eyes on brothers and sisters,
因为当我们仰望某个弟兄姐妹的时候,
sooner or later we will see the weaknesses.
我们迟早会看到这弟兄姐妹的这个软弱,
then we become disappointed.
然后我们就失望,
then we leave the church.
我们就离开教会,
and that is so true nowadays.
而且现今的状况也是,
so that's why we have friends in true seek to come to our church.
所以当我们有这个, 慕道者来我们教会的时候,
the most important thing for us to share with them,
我们要分享最重要的给他们,
is our Lord Jesus Christ,
就是我们的耶稣基督,
and His Word,
就是他的话,
if they be able to be, you know, build the foundation strong in the Word of God, it's very difficult for them to leave.
如果他们把他们的根基建立在神的话语上, 他们就不会离开教会。
Now look at the older members, right?
我们看那个比较年长的老信徒,
even though sometimes we are very lukewarm, right?
虽然我们有不冷不热,
but very difficult for them to leave the church.
但是要他们离开教会是非常困难的。
Like there's some brother and sister I know, I mean, yeah, they've been lukewarm for many years, but the thing is they're still in church.
所以有些弟兄姐妹他的信心虽然不冷不热，但是他已经在教会好几十年了。
Of course, it's not too good to be lukewarm, right?
当然，如果是不冷不热，不是很好的一件事。
But for them to leave the church,
但是要他们离开教会,
it takes a lot.
要花很长的一段时间。
Why? Because their foundation is very good.
因为他们的根基是非常坚固的。
So that's why when we go back here, right?
所以当我们回到来这里,
so that's why Jesus said, look, your father ate the manna, they're all dead.
所以耶稣说, 你们的祖宗在旷野吃了吗哪, 还是死了。
But he said in verse 51,
在51节他说,
I am the living bread.
我是生命的粮。
And then later on, verse 53 and verse 54,
53、54节谈到,
and then he told them, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood.
他说, 你们要吃我的血喝我的肉, 吃我的肉喝我的血。
Can you imagine during that time, right?
所以如果我们可以想象当时,
the Israelites, they can't even go next to a dead body because they become unclean.
因为这些犹太人他不能去触摸这些死去的动物或者人。
But Jesus said to them,
但是耶稣跟他们说,
you must eat my flesh,
你们必须吃我的肉,
and drink my blood,
喝我的血。
Can you imagine during that time how they would react to Jesus, you know, sharing, right?
你是否可以想象他们怎样回复耶稣所告诉他们的这句话?
No one day all left.
所以他们全部都离开了。
No, nowadays in our church, right?
所以今天在我们教会里面,
I noticed one thing.
我发现一件事,
when it comes to evangelism,
当我们有这个布道会的时候,
we always so afraid to share our doctrine.
我们不敢分享我们的这个 这个真理,
why?
为什么呢?
Because we are afraid people are going to leave.
因为我们怕分享这个教义, 有人会离开。
But actually, if we don't share them our doctrine,
如果我们不与, 这个慕道者分享我们的教义的话,
sooner or later they will leave.
他们迟早会离开。
So that's why we always focus, we must show love to friends and true seekers.
所以我们必须用爱来 呈现给我们的这个这些慕道者。
Of course, we must show love.
当然，我们必须呈现我们的
爱心。But that's not the only thing.
但不是单单的这件事。
Because she said, if you love me, you keep my commandments.
因为耶稣说，如果你爱我，你必须遵守我的诫命。
Just like here in John chapter 6.
就好比在约翰福音书第六章所说的。
Jesus loved the people.
耶稣爱这些人。
So he multiplied the fish and the bread.
所以他就增加了这饼和鱼。
This is love.
这就是爱。
But he didn't stop there.
但是他没有在这里就
停。He also shared with them the truth.
他也是与他们分享了这个真理。
Even knowing that after they hear the truth, they might leave.
即使他知道他们听了这个真理，他们会离开。
But that was his purpose.
但那就是他的目标。
He came down to earth not to feed the people with the physical food.
他来到这个世界上不是让给世人这些物质上的东西，
but to give them salvation.
但是给他们这个
救恩。The same thing for you and I.
就好今天对于你和我。
Of course, there's nothing wrong to do charity work.
当然，我们做这个慈善并不是一件错事。
But that's not our main purpose.
但不是我们最主要的目标。
Before Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
在耶稣基督还没升天之前。
He did not go. He did not say go and feed the poor.
他没有说叫门徒去喂养
贵乏这些 heal the blind.
这些贫穷或者是医治那些瞎眼的。
He did not say that.
他没有这么说。
But say go and preach the gospel.
他说你们要出去传扬福音。
Baptize people in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
然后用神父子神的名去施洗每个人。
Of course, in the process of doing it, if God's with us, we also heal the blind, heal those who are sick.
当然，当我们做这件事情的时候，如果神与我们同在，我们也可以去让那些有疾病的人得到医治。
But nowadays we seem like when we show people love.
但是现今我们施舍爱给别人。
Is to give them money.
那就是给他们钱。
Is to give them food.
给他们食物。
Is to give them clothing.
给他们衣裳。
For me to show this kind of love, everyone can do that, right?
对我来说，如果你把这些物质上给别人，每个人都可以做。
But to share the word of God.
但是如果我们以神的话分享给他们。
This is much greater love than anything else.
这是比其他的爱心所做的还要
强。Because to share the word of God is we want them to go to the heavenly kingdom.
因为当我们把神的道分享给他们，就是让他们可以到永生的天国
去。Is this the best gift we can give anyone?
这是我们可以给每一个人最好的一个礼物。
You know, when I first came to this country,
当我第一次来到这个国家，
I always, you know, I make a determination.
我立志。
Because in the beginning, my family was very poor.
开始我的父母亲，我的家庭非常贫穷。
I say I'm going to study hard.
我说我一定要很努力的读书。
And get a good job.
我要拿到一个很好的工作。
Then I will be able to give, you know, buy my parents a big house and give them money, right?
然后我要买一间很大的屋子给我父母亲钱。
But now, what is my goal?
现在我的目标是什么呢？
My goal, I just want to bring every single my family come to know Jesus.
现在我目标就是让我的家庭每一个成员能相信耶稣基督。
Because for me, I know this is the greatest treasure that I can give to my family.
因为我知道这是我可以给我家庭最好的一个礼物。
So we say we love our friends and truth seeker.
所以当我们说我们爱我们的朋友，爱我们的
牧道者， we only give them material things.
如果我们只给他物质上的东西的话，
this is not true love.
这不是真正的爱。
The true love, we want them to be born again of water and spirit.
真正的爱就是让他们能 从圣灵洗冲水而生。
No, when Peter went to the beautiful gate,
当这个彼得到这个美门的时候，
and there's a lame man been begging for four, he was lame for 40 years.
所以有一个已经瘫痪40年的这个瘸子，
and he'd been begging there for many years.
他已经在那边当乞丐当了
40年。So when Peter walked by him,
当彼得走过的时候，
this man asked for alms.
所以这个人向彼得求一些食物。
What happened if Peter gave him money?
如果彼得给他钱呢？
The next day when Peter go to pray,
如果第二天彼得再去祷告的时候，
continue to see this crippled man again in the front of beautiful gate begging.
所以我们他会再一次看到这个瘸子在那边讨钱。
That's why Peter said, "My silver and gold I do not have."
所以彼得说，钱和银子我都没有。
But what I have is the name of Jesus Christ. Right, rise up and walk.
我有的就是耶稣基督的名，起来走路吧。
But then he did.
然后他就这样行了。
Then the beautiful gate, right?
在这个美门。
For many years, even though this gate is so beautiful, but this man could not enter to it.
这个美门虽然很美，但是这个瘸腿的却没办法进入这个美门。
Because he was lame.
因为他是个瘸腿。
But because Peter gave him Jesus Christ.
但是彼得给他耶稣基督。
Then that man walked into the temple.
这个人他就能进入这个圣所。
Who is walking, jumping with joy.
他就是走进去, 而且是跳着。 很高兴地走进去,
and praise the name of God.
然后赞美神的名,
so this is our goal also.
这就是我们的目标。
Of course, we must help those who in need. You know, we can help them.
当然我们可以尽量帮助那些所需要我们帮忙的,
but the best thing we can give them
但是我们可以给他最好的食物,
is the truth that you and I have been revealed by God.
就是给他们我们已经领受到的这个真理。
If we don't give them this truth,
如果我们没有给他这个真理的话,
because the truth is the most beautiful treasure that we have in church.
因为这个真理是我们教会最好最宝贵的一个礼物。
So that's why all these people.
所以至于这些人,
and look at verse 66.
我们看第66节,
from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
从此他们门徒中有很 有多退去的不再和他同行。
Yes, when we share with people the truth,
当我们与人分享这个真理,
if the Holy Spirit did not move their hearts,
如果这个圣灵没有感动他们,
maybe they don't want to come to church anymore,
他们可能就不再来聚会了。
But remember, all these people who left,
但是我们了解这一些人退去的,
they did not say 1,000,
他没有说1,000人,
2,000,
2,000人,
they say from that time on many of his disciples,
他是也是说从此他们他门徒中有许多,
this means there's a lot of them, thousands, maybe they don't walk with him no more,
所以就是说有很多人可能上千的人已经离开了。
But the Bible says,
但是圣经说,
those who my father have chosen,
那些我父已经决定了,
those who my father have bring,
那些我父已经带领了,
they will come to the fold,
他们会进入这个羊圈里,
they will come to this true fold of God,
他们会进入这个,
so for you and I, we should not worry about the consequences.
所以对于你和我们不需要, 不需要为这个, 这个中,
这个目标, now focus on the result.
我们不需要着重于这个成果。
We must do our part.
我们要做我们所做的。
Just like our Lord Jesus Christ.
就好比耶稣基督。
He said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood.
他说你必须吃我的肉喝我的血。
And for them, they think that he's crazy.
对他们来说, 他觉得这些是不可思议的。
But that was the truth.
但是这就是真理。
Why? Because they did not understand the thing that he spoke is spiritual.
他们不了解耶稣所说的确实都是灵里面的东西。
Because of them, they all left.
所以因此他们就离开了。
So our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 67.
所以耶稣在67节说,
and he said to his disciples,
他问他们的十个门徒,
do you also want to go away?
他说, 你们也要去吗?
But look at Peter, what he answered.
我们看彼得回答,
say, Lord, to whom shall we go?
他说, 主啊, 我们还归从谁呢?
You have the words of eternal life.
你有永生之道。
Why didn't Jesus want to? Why didn't Peter want to go?
为什么彼得没有离开呢?
Is it because Jesus gave him food to eat?
是因为耶稣给他食物吃吗?
He gave him water to drink?
给他水喝吗?
The reason he did not leave because he knows that Jesus has the word of eternal life.
因为他没有离开耶稣，是因为他知道耶稣基督是永生之道。
That's why he did not go.
所以他没有离开。
And the reason why I did not leave True Jesus Church.
为什么我没有离开这耶稣教会?
Because I know the church has the word of eternal life.
因为我知道这个教会有这个真理的生命。
So that's why we may have friends and true seekers come to church.
所以当我们有朋友, 有, 慕道者来,
we also must share this with them.
我们必须以这一个与他们分享。
Because when I first came to church,
因为我第一次来教会的时候,
many brothers and sisters also share that with me.
很多弟兄姐妹都以, 这次把这个真理分享给我。
And then I come to know,
然后我才了解,
yes, this church has the word of eternal life.
这个教会有这个真理的生命。
No matter 5,000 people leave the church, I'm still here.
不论有5,000人离开教会, 我还是在这里。
But because for me, I'm seeking for eternal life.
因为对于我, 对于我而言, 我是寻求这个永生。
So that's why don't be afraid.
所以不要惧怕。
To share with our friends and true seekers.
不要惧怕与我们的朋友,
还有同分享。 The truth is the truth.
我们分享这个真理。
Don't be afraid we can to offend them.
不要因为怕这个真理会,
don't be afraid they can, you know, we're going to make them leave.
不要怕这个真理会让他们离开。
But of course, when we do, we must do with love.
当然我们做这一切要用爱心来做。
We must do with wisdom.
我们一定要有智慧来做。
But always share the truth.
但是我们必须要分享这个真理。
If we don't share the truth,
如果我们不分享这真理的话,
even bring 5,000 people to church,
即使我们把5,000人带入教会,
one day they will be gone.
有一天这5,000人会离开。
But if they know the truth,
但是如果他们了解这个真理,
and they know that this church has truly this word of salvation,
如果他们了解这个教会有真理,
then they will respond just like to Peter.
他们就好比彼得这样,
when people ask them, are you going to go?
当耶稣问他问彼得说你要走离开吗
They're going to say where are we going to go
他会说我们要归哪里去呢
Because this church have the word of life
因为这个教会有生命之道
If they have this kind of foundation
如果他有这样的一个根基
And for them to leave the church
要让他们离开教会
would be very difficult
是非常困难的
And for us to leave the church
对我们要让我们离开教会
also be very difficult
会是非常困难的
But if we don't have truly the foundation of truth inside our heart
但是如果我们没有把我们的这个根基建立在这个根基上
Then every little things happen
有一些小小的风波
we leave the church
我们就离开教会了
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姐妹们
When Jesus said I am the bread of life
当耶稣说我就是生命
You and I must eat this bread
你和我必须吃这个生命的
When you and I eat this bread
当我们吃这个生命的
We will live forever
我们会永远活着
And when we live forever inside our heart deep inside we have hope of eternal life.
当我们永远活着，在我们心里面，我们知道我们有这个生命的盼望。
Then we also will share with those who come to church.
我们会以那些来教会的来分享。
But if you don't, you and I don't eat the bread of life.
但是你和我不吃这个生命的粮。
We have no hope.
我们就没有这个盼望。
We don't feel that you know there's a way of salvation.
我们不会感觉到我们有这个生命永生的盼望。
Then we have friends and true seeker come to church.
当我们有这个亲戚朋友来或者慕道者来
，we will not share with them.
我们不会与他们分享。
So eat that bread of life.
所以我们要吃这生命的
粮。So you and I cannot no longer feel hungry.
所以你和我就不再饥饿。
No longer feel thirsty.
不再感觉到。
Then we're not hungry, we're not thirsty. Then we can also feed those who are hungry and thirsty.
当我们不再饥饿不再渴，我们就会喂那些饥饿那些渴的人。
May God continue to help us.
我们愿神继续帮助我们。
Let's all rise and sing one hymn.
我们起立唱诗。
162.
162首。
Hymn 162.
162首。